In specialty crop news, Florida citrus growers have found a system that has kept new trees from getting infected with HLB. More after this.
When it comes to a healthy bottom line for your farming operation, nothing helps like healthy soil. Producers who use soil health management systems report lower input costs while maintaining or even improving their yields. Plus, those systems help with drought protection and soil and water conservation. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office today to find out more and unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by the NRCS and this radio station.
Huanglongbing disease has yet to cause significant losses here in California. However, in Florida, it has destroyed entire groves. At the 2014 Citrus Expo, growers talked about systems that have worked for them at keeping new trees uninfected, allowing them to reset their orchards and survive.
We're very aggressive with the care on those trees. One of the commitments we made, we have people that work in our groves. All they do is go to our young trees, our resets. And, you know, we're treating them with the neonicotinoids every 6 weeks. We're putting additional fertilizers on them we didn't in the past. They're getting sprayed along with our mature trees. In our solid blocks, it's the same thing. We go in there and we're treating them with the neonics to the max, and we've found we've got to be more aggressive with our spray program. So as I said in my presentation, we're spraying young trees as much as once a week.
Jim Snively of Southern Garden Citrus says this system has shown positive results in their groves. If there is a significant HLB outbreak found in California, these tested systems could limit the damage. Snively added that it's all about finding out what works in your area, as some systems show better results in different locations. In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgnetWest.com.